from?
Well, I'm from Serbia.
Serbia. It's really cold up there, isn't it?
No, it's in wait, how do you say? Yeah, so Southeast Europe.
I know about Serbia. I heard about Serbia. I have a Serbian, a Siberian husky. It's a Siberia, I guess. Same one?
Well, Siberia is actually a cold part in Russia.
All right. So what's the reason you're not sleeping? Are you tired? Are you
Well,
upset?
I really
Are
don't
you
know, but the actual reason is probably because of my stomach virus, and I thought I'd make a podcast about it and, just generally discussing reasons behind insomnia and our ideas to solve it for other people that have insomnia as well. But I also had insomnia like earlier because of stress, because you get like really stressed about school because they just bombard us with tests like free every day. That's insane.
Yeah, actually, it sounds very insane to
Yeah,
me.
but I'm in middle
I'm
school
really sorry for that.
and I'm 7th grade middle school. You would think it happened in like high school, but like not middle school, but that's how it is in Serbia. So,
How old are you? How old are
14.
you? And what's a good name? It's a power of blocks.
Well, actually, that's like from my account on Google, but my actual name is Luka Jankovic.
Lukan Chris, that's a really nice name.
Yeah.
I'm Sam, by the way. You can call me
All right,
Sam.
Sam.
Yeah, and what you gotta do, I'm not gonna advise you something, but I'm gonna tell you, like, go see a doctor. And it said, like, you went to the doctor already, so you need to take your medication on time. You, like, to have to avoid the, like, bad food, you
Yeah.
know? Isn't it? Because you have a stomach virus, so you're not supposed to eat anything bad,
Yeah.
which can hurt your stomach more.
Yeah, because this stomach virus is right around a couple of hours ago. I drank the medicine for it, but it just still happens. I even ate dark chocolate because, like, that's what I do. When you eat dark chocolate, it will harden your.
Man, no, bro. Oh, do not eat chocolates, please.
Yeah, because, but dark chocolate, that cooking chocolate, it's good for when you have diarrhea. Because what you can
And
do,
what about some bananas,
well, yeah,
some
bananas
fruits,
too. I did,
some fresh orange juice? That would help.
yeah. And when you have basically you eat anything that can harden your poops, because if you don't, you're basically going to have a bad time on the toilet, especially if you have like a bad stomach virus, because it's just going to sting a lot, and that's not good enough.
How long you're like you're having this issue?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Anyways, basically my thoughts on insomnia are basically
No, it had nothing to do with your stomach, I guess. It's stress. You're taking a lot of stress about you.
yeah, because people usually say I get stressed a lot and maybe I just got extra stress from eating.
Do you get bullied?
Yeah. But
You do?
people usually say I get stressed a lot easily and maybe I can't sleep
They
at
make
night.
fun of that.
Well, actually, my friends and my family usually say.
So you don't have school, you don't have friends from outside.
Well, I have like friends in school and so I got a few friends and
Man, you have to like hang out with good people, you know?
yeah.
This time of your age, it's gonna decide what's you gonna be in the next 10 years. from this age, 14, 15, there you go. That's the age where you start, like, okay, I have to be this after 10 years. I have to be a pilot after 10 years. I have to be an engineer. I can be a doctor after. I can be a DJ. I can be a painter, whatever you like, it's up to you. At this time, this is the really best time, to learn. And you can learn bad. You can start smoking weed. You can start get drinking. You can do anything. But this age, this is gonna decide, what I'm gonna be. Am I gonna be a good boy? And am I gonna be a bad boy? Am I gonna be this? You have to decide by your own. And you know how that's gonna happen? You have to be your company. It should be good. It should be from it should be educated people. It should be good people. It should be good the people from like you know the board your friends from your friends should be from good families,
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm getting about because this is
So
also like.
I'm 25, by the way.
That's
Yeah, I'm
nice.
25.
That's around the age of my cousin, who's now in Chicago working as a guard. He's an ex-soldier. So yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
I served in army too, and I was there for 8 years, and I quit because I couldn't take it anymore. I think I'm not a guy who should be in an army, and I was missing my family a lot. I was missing my fiance a lot. So I was like very far from them for like 8 years of my life. I couldn't take it anymore. So I quit. I came back home. I was like, no, man, I want to stay with my family. This is the time I should get love from them, And my dad got sick last year. He got a heart attack. So after that, I never went back. And I resigned from the army. I was a captain, by the way, for my country in Dubai. I'm from Dubai, by the way. I didn't tell you that. And that's how it went. So I'm working as an event organizer now. We organize concerts, we organize exhibitions, we organize festivals. So I think I'm happy in my life now because I chose the right decision. I wasn't happy with that decision because that was my parent decisions. Wanted me to be in the army and serve my country. I did that. Okay. 8 years, I think that was okay for me, And 8 years is a long time to stay away from your family, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's true because family is actually one of the most parts of your life. And
Exactly. You cannot live without them.
my cousin, he all wasn't very good at school and he got bullied because he was short and he got into fights and back because when it was like communistic Yugoslavia, and back then in the communistic countries, including Yugoslavia, the families with at least one soldier would be very rich because that's how the system worked back then. So
Once a soldier, always a soldier.
basically, that's how it worked. But they were had high pay. They were had a high pay. So yeah. And then once he actually fought in I don't know, it was somewhere, it was a civil war. He fought with the power of the United Nations and he came back with a w wounded arm. It was like in a cast, he got shot in an arm, but like he
Oh
survived.
my God. My bad. I'm sorry to hear that. Bro, listen to me, man.
But that was like,
You need to go to some parks. You need to go to some parks, have some fresh air, walk, as much you can, put your headphones on, listen to some good music, some motivational music, some rock music if you're into rock. Some listen to some good things, and just walk. Just have a walk. Don't be a loner. Do not be a lonely guy. You're so young for that. You're too young to take some stress. Trust me, you're very young to take some stress. This is the age of a playing. This is the age of having some fun in life, You should go out. You should take girls out. You should party, man. You should be happy all the time. You need to be happy. Make sure you just have to, like, no worries about tomorrow. Just live your life today. You know what I'm saying, bro? You got my point.
Right. I was trying to do all of that, but it really didn't have much time for school, but I'm planning to do that, hang out with people and at the summer break.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that. But you should go out, man. You should make yourself happy. You have to live for yourself, man. Always remember that. You have to live for yourself. You have to make yourself happy, not others. They don't care about you, man. They don't give a shit about you. You are everything of yourself. You're your own soldier. You have to protect yourself. You have to care for yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to make yourself happy, not others. They don't mean anything in your life, man. Trust me.
Yeah, because I noticed that people are mad and are manipulative and abusive, basically. Because where I'm from, most people get into fights and like curse a lot and don't use correct grammar. So yeah, basically my indications of bad people, from my perspective at least.
So why don't you move? Like you live with your parents, right?
Oh, yeah, I already live with my parents and my sister. Also, they're.
So how are they with you? How's their relationship with you? Are they fine? They take care of you? Are
Yeah.
they good with you?
Yeah, we basically love each other. We help out each other when we. Sometimes my grandma visits. Mom and dad are at work to take care of my sister. Because, I have a younger sister. She's now in fourth grade. She's 1 year
Okay.
younger than the rest of her class, so she sometimes gets into fights, that stopped like a few months ago. So she's
Man, do you have a dog?
now I'm going to get the dog at the summer break at the 15th of June. It's
What dog are you gonna get?
a West Irish Terrier.
Why don't you get a Rottweiler for yourself?
Well, I live in an apartment.
Oh, so that's not good for you then. Then you should go for a small dog.
Yeah, because that's intelligence and a small breed of dog usually kept in apartments.
Bro, I have eight Rottweilers in my house right now.
Really?
Eight Rottweilers.
Wow.
I'm a huge dog lover, bro.
Yeah. I'm also a dog person.
They're all next to me, laying in my room.
Yeah,
So
also.
nobody can even dare to come inside my room, man. No one can dare that.
Oh, yeah. And the fun fact about my computer science teacher, she's got like about five dogs in her apartment. They're
Wow.
small dogs, around five dogs, because a few years ago, her original dog got puppies, and she kept them.
Wow, that's nice.
She also got her son, which is around 35 now. And he's like a programmer working for some game company. I haven't heard about that game company a little and she told me it's about a mobile company. Anyways, yeah, thanks for the chat, dude.
That's good. Can I add you somewhere on Facebook or somewhere like that? Or you have a Snapchat?
Well, I don't have Snapchat, but I have Instagram.
Okay, I'm gonna search on Power Blocks on Instagram.
Right.
All right, I'm gonna look for that. I'm gonna show you my dogs. I hope you love them. I think this session is going off, I guess, isn't it? As I see the
Yeah.
time, it's running out.
Yeah.
So take care, man, and please do listen to whatever I said and do those things. You're gonna be happy. You
Yeah.
got to happy for yourself, not for others. You got to live for yourself, not for
Yeah.
them.
They mean to me. Oh,
Exactly.
man. Have a
All right,
nice
man.
day.
It was great
Yeah.
talking to you, buddy. Have a great
Bye.